It's been 80 years, but a Ventura County woman says she remembers it like it was yesterday. Lee Edwards was just 15 when she became one of some 10,000 mostly Jewish children living in Germany and other European countries evacuated to Great Britain to avoid the growing Nazi threat. The 95-year-old woman says it's a now almost forgotten story people need to know so history doesn't repeat itself.
When we few that are still alive are gone, it'll disappear into the history books. It's forgotten.
Edwards says she was just a child when she and her family found themselves in the terrifying grip of the Nazis.
I was born in 1923 in Frankfurt, Germany. The first 10 years of my life were a very normal Jewish upbringing. I went to a Jewish school. I had Jewish friends. 1933, when I was 10 years old, Hitler came to power. That's when suddenly our lovely life came to a screeching halt.
Edwards says the pressure on Jews in Germany started slowly, but quickly picked up steam as the Nazis took power and made anti-Semitism not only acceptable, but public policy.
First, my father had difficulty selling to his customers because they were reluctant to buy from a Jew. Then my Jewish school was in danger of being shut down. Slowly but surely, it was made tough for the Jews.
She says her brother was the first member of her family to face persecution.
I had a brother 10 years older than I. He was going to university, and he was joining a young socialist youth group against Hitler, and he was taken prisoner at age 20. He was getting a prison sentence of 3 years. The Nazis were so well entrenched, they didn't let him out at all. They sent him straight to Buchenwald.
The teen wanted her family to flee Germany after her brother's arrest, but her parents wanted to wait until the young man was released. Then in November of 1938, something called Kristallnacht occurred. Mobs burned Jewish synagogues, destroyed stores, and beat Jews as authorities turned their heads or even sanctioned attacks. Edwards says it led to the arrest of her father, who ended up at the same concentration camp as her brother.
My brother said to my father, "When you get out, make sure you send the child, meaning me, out of the country. Even if you don't leave," my father said, "how can I send a young girl away to a strange country?" My brother said, "Maybe she won't have a good life, but she'll live, and she may not live here."
Her father was released, and her parents decided the teen needed to leave. They were able to get her on the list for the Kinder transport effort to Great Britain. The British government saw the Nazi danger and allowed 10,000 children into Britain.
The government didn't want to take care of them. People like my parents sent photographs of the children to a Jewish organization in England. They distributed the photographs, and a young couple in Coventry picked my photograph. They were newly married. They were expecting a baby. They had taken every last dime they had and bought a radio shop, and they needed what would now be called an au pair.
Edwards says she was a typical teen, not excited about the hard work involved. She admits at the time she didn't realize that Kinder transport had saved her life. Her father, who had been tortured in captivity, died shortly after she left Germany. Her mother died in one of the Nazi death camps. Remarkably, her brother survived 8 years in Buchenwald. But she didn't know any of this until after the war, when she returned to Germany to try to find her family. By then, she was 23, and she met Jimmy Edwards, a man who had fled Europe before the war to fight for the Allies. He would become her husband. They moved to England and then Canada before they got papers to immigrate to America in 1952. He became an accountant and she an office worker. They were married more than a half century before he died. Edwards says while they never had kids, that little boy in Coventry she helped raise is like her child.
"That's now my only baby. He's a 78-year-old dentist in Cardiff. We talk on the phone. He's still my baby."
Now, even at 95, the Camarillo woman still goes to schools and community centers to talk about the Kinder transport.
"I think it's important that the young people especially know what was going on. Those few of us who are able to should tell the young people what happened. They shouldn't let it happen again."
In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCL.